Visiting today with OSU's Dr. Brett Carver, we are at the Wheat Plot in Chickasha, and we've looked at, you've been kind of around the state this week, so tell me what you've seen so far.
Well, I've not been out to the panhandle yet. I'm just kind of holding off a little bit, but I have been a little bit surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some good spots. There really are. But you know, the one thing that really stands out about this year, it is not 2021.
No.
This is so different. So I'm just thinking of, if a producer chose a variety to grow this year, thinking the results were so good in 2021, you just have to throw those results out. And this is a totally different environment.
Well, and I was going to say, you've got plenty of varieties that are drought resistant and supposed to be for drought, but not when we're talking about drought like this.
Exactly. That's a great point, because we have a new variety called Uncharted. And I didn't realize that it would have such a difficult time from the get-go. I mean, getting out of the ground under this level of drought. So I think we're seeing drought conditions that are differentiating varieties that we've not seen before, at least not since 2014.
Yeah.
That was the last year we had this kind of level of drought. And so, yeah, Uncharted, great variety. But I'm realizing now, maybe for a more a wetter environment. Not a wet environment, but a wetter one.
Yeah. So what has been some of the positives that you've seen, if any, as you've been looking at your varieties?
I was just at Lahoma yesterday, and I noticed this also at Tipton. We have research from, you know, throughout the central corridor of the state into the panhandle. But one common denominator I saw was the spike being so long, even though we have really severe drought conditions. Now, yes, we don't have the tillers, you know, but we have a spike that is just ready to be filled. Can we get the rain to fill these longer spikes? Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping, because I think that's going to be our savior for grain yield. That yielding ability is coming from that spike size. And I'm seeing it more. I don't, you know, I have to sit down with the numbers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just right off the top, it just seems like the earlier maturing varieties are producing these longer spikes. And it kind of makes sense, because, you know, they didn't have to deal with the drought as long in developing that very immature spike back at first hollow stem, see? You know, the ones that waited just had a, you know, more severe drought to deal with.
Yeah.
So the spike, I think, is looking good if we just had more of them and if we can fill them.
Well, we saw some pretty good wheat today. So what were the best performing varieties that we saw today?
Well, I don't know that I should answer that question just yet. It's a little bit early for me to make that call, but I am looking, at least in the breeding nurseries, I'm looking for that ability to come out of the ground and cover it, and you can see that now, you know, the ones that did and didn't, and the ones that could produce, you know, tillers, fertile tillers, spikes, basically, at a pretty high rate, but again, there's just so much yet to be determined, you know, maybe that high tillering capacity is going to be a problem down the road if the drought really continues like this, which it looks like it will. Another thing we don't know about yet still, we say we're in a disease-free environment except for barley yellow dwarf. We still don't know about leaf rust.
Yeah.
It's still very early, and you can't count that one out yet. And that could change things dramatically and make us look a little bit more like 2021, but without the stripe rust, we're not going to be 2021.
Well, you talked a little bit today about some experimental varieties. So what are you kind of finding and seeing with those?
Oh, I'm really excited about I'm always excited. You know, it's just it's like Christmas every year. And, you know, we're seeing the results and the hard work pay off for 10 years now come out in these newer genetics. Looking at a Ruby Lee, a follow-up possibly. The number is OK18510. I think we're going to put that in the variety trials more broad scale next year. We only have it, I think, in one or two trials this year. More of the broad utility type varieties that I think will go in a lot of places across Oklahoma. We're still working on the coaxium. Yes, that is in the mill,
sure.
Literally and figuratively. And, you know, that work's going to continue. We're also working on I would call this more of an ingredient wheat. In other words, where the wheat is not just used for flour, it's used as an ingredient to enhance the flour.
Yeah.
And that enhancement is coming from novel glutenins or novel gluten proteins that we haven't had in our varieties before. They don't exist very much outside of OSU. The one variety that does have this particular glutenin profile would be Snowmass from Colorado State. So this is a type of flour that performs and functions more like a hard red spring. It's still hardwood winter. It looks and will grade like hardwood winter, but it has the functionality of a hardwood spring. Now, that really changes the game downstream.
Yeah.
The ones who are buying this wheat can now use this wheat, not so much as a hardwood winter, but almost as a hardwood spring. And I think there's a lot of value in that. There's a lot of value not just to the milling and baking industry, but to the producers who produce this kind of wheat. So we want to see that value be distributed.
Yeah, because you were also talking about high gluten strength and how that's kind of starting to be a major player.
Well, that's exactly what this is. And we're talking about a gluten strength far beyond what we normally think of as good gluten strength, that being Ruby Lee, Double Stop, Bentley, those high gluten strength varieties. This is, if you take X as the value of those, this is 2X, 3X. Mm-hmm. So this is another stratosphere, and we've never been here before.
Yeah.
So it's such a new ground that I'm looking forward to seeing how we can spread this genetics throughout our program.
Well, I know we've talked about this isn't a great year to start trying different varieties or maybe even measuring your varieties, because as a wheat breeder, you have to think about all kinds of things, whether you're planting here, whether you're planting east. What kind of goes into that process?
It's a cyclic process, and it's a 10-year process, so we just can't change on a dime.
Right.
You know, this ship is really hard to turn around, so we just want to make sure we're on the right course.
Sure.
And for us, I think to stay on the right course is we need to cover a lot of bases. We need to cover the grazing. We need to cover the side where, you know, some guys just aren't going to graze.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that the user industry, the baking industry, will benefit from this wheat, and we're doing that. So we have a lot of, you know, different pushes, but we're all going in the same direction, I think. I like where we're going. And what I think helps us is the program has not only matured, mm-hmm. where I think we don't have to rely on somebody else's genetics to help our own. It's already within our program. But I like our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, I don't know that we can increase the numbers that much, but we are at a point where we've never been before.
Yeah.
So we have breadth in our genetics. But we also had depth with the numbers.
So what else are you excited about?
Oh, gosh. You know, we'll be talking maybe a little bit more detail down the road about some consumer-type
mm-hmm.
traits. You know, the kind of flour that would provide more antioxidant
sure.
capacity.
Okay.
There's already natural antioxidants in wheat. We just need to bring those out more. We're not talking about adding something new. This is not GMO. It's taking what's already there in the big family wheat tree and concentrating it now in our commercial germplasm. So we'll talk about purple wheat down the road. We're looking at high fiber wheat. You know, wheat by itself has fiber.
Yeah.
You know, there's fiber there. We just want to see a little bit more of it. And those are exciting paths to be on.
Yeah. And now if we can get a rain, it'll be even more exciting.
That's right. Yes, bring it, please.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Carver.
Thank you.